Chapter 6 Imperial Center. Brightside Coruscant Air Traffic Control directed the Carrion Spike to the Imperial Palace, and there into a courtyard landing field that was large enough to accommodate Victory and Venator-class Star Destroyers. As repulsors eased the ship down through the busy skyways and into the court, Tarkin realized that the Emperor's current residence had once been the headquarters for the Jedi, though practically all that remained of the Order's elegant temple complex was its copse of 5 skyscraping spires, now the pinnacle of a sprawling amalgam of blockish edifices with sloping facades. At the end of the landing courtyard, centered among a detail of red-robed Imperial guards armed with gleaming force pikes, stood Mos Amida, dressed in voluminous shoulder-padded robes and carrying a staff that was taller than him, its head ornamented by a lustrous humaniform figure.
"How charitable of you to make time for us, Governor,"
the Shagrian said as Tarkin approached from the Corvette's lowered boarding ramp. Tarkin played along.
"And for you to welcome me personally, Vizier."
"We all do our part for the Empire."
With crisp turns, Amida and the face-shielded guards led him through elaborate doors into the palace. Tarkin was familiar with the interior, but the expansive, soaring corridors he walked years earlier had contained a rare solemnity. Now they teemed with civilians and functionaries of many species, and the walls and plinths were left unadorned by art or statuary. Tarkin felt curiously out of step, perhaps because of the increased gravity, the pace, the crowds, or a combination of all those things. For 3 years, the only non- or near-humans he had seen or had direct contact with had been slaves or recruited laborers at outlying bases or at the battle station's construction site. He had heard that one needn't have been absent from Coruscant for years to be startled by the changes, in that each day saw buildings razed, demolished, incorporated into ever larger and taller monstrosities, or merely stripped of Republic-era ornamentation and renovated in accordance with a more severe aesthetic. Curved lines were yielding to harsh angles, sophistication to declaration. Fashions had changed along similar lines, with few outside the Imperial court affecting cloaks, headcloths, or garish robes. By most accounts, though, Coruscanti was satisfied, especially those who lived and worked in the upper tiers of the fathomless cityscape, contented for no other reason than to have the brutal war behind them. Tarkin's most carefree years had been spent on Coruscant and neighboring core worlds, before he had been elected governor of Iriadu, with some help from family members and influential contacts. He had a sudden desire to sneak outside the palace and explore the precincts he had roamed as an adventurous young adult. But perhaps it was enough to know that law and order had finally triumphed over corruption and indulgence, which had been the hallmarks of the Republic. Someone called his name as he and Amida were moving down a colonnaded walkway, and Tarkin turned, recognizing the face of a man he had known since his academy years.
"Niels Tennant,"
he said, in genuine surprise, separating himself from the Shagrian's retinue to shake Tennant's proffered hand. Fair-skinned, with a prominent nose and a down-turning, full-lipped mouth, Tennant had commanded a Star Destroyer during the Clone Wars, and displayed on his uniform tunic the rank insignia plaque of a Rear Admiral.
"Wonderful to see you, Wilhuff," Tennant said, pumping Tarkin's hand. "I came as soon as I learned you were coming."
Tarkin affected a frown. "And here I thought my arrival would be a well-kept secret." Tennant sniffed in faint amusement.
"Only some secrets are well-kept on Coruscant." Clearly bothered by the delay, Mos Amida tapped the base of his staff on the polished floor and waited until the two had joined the retinue before moving deeper into the palace.
"Is that the new uniform?"
Tennant asked as they walked. Tarkin pinched the sleeve of the tunic.
"What, this old thing?"
Then asked before Tennant could respond,
"So who let it be known that I was coming? Was it Yularen? Tag? Motti?"
Tennant was dismissive.
"You know, you hear things."
He moved with purposeful slowness.
"You've been in the western reaches, Wilhuff?"
Tarkin nodded.
"Still hunting down General Grievous's former allies. And you?"
Pacification,
Tennant said in a distracted way.
Brought back to attend the Joint Chiefs meeting.
Abruptly, he clamped his hand on Tarkin's upper arm, bringing him to a halt and encouraging him to fall back from Amida and the guards. When they seemed to be out of earshot of Amida, Tennant said,
Wilhuff, are the rumors true?
Tarkin adopted a questioning look.
What rumors? And why are you whispering?
Tennant glanced around before answering.
About a mobile battle station, a weapon that will...
Tarkin stopped him before he could say more, glancing at Amida in the hope that he and Tennant were in fact out of the Shagrian's range.
This is hardly the place for discussions of that sort, he said firmly.
Tennant looked chastised.
Of course. It's just that you hear so many rumors. People are here one day, gone the next, and no one has laid eyes on the Emperor in months. Amida, Dangor, and the rest of the ruling council have taken to dispatching processions of Imperial Sky Limos simply to maintain an illusion that the Emperor moves about in public.
He fell briefly silent.
You know they commissioned an enormous statue of the Emperor for Senate. I mean, Imperial Plaza. So far, though, the thing looks more terrifying than majestic.
Tarkin raised an eyebrow.
Isn't that the idea, Niels?
Tennant nodded in a distracted way.
You're right, of course.
Again, he regarded the nearby columns with wariness.
The scuttlebutt is that you're scheduled to meet with him.
Tarkin shrugged noncommittally.
If that's his pleasure.
Tennant compressed his lips.
Put in a word for me, Wilhuff, for old time's sake. A great change is coming. Everyone senses it. And I want to be back in the action.
It struck Tarkin as an odd request, even a trifle audacious, but in considering it, he supposed he could understand wanting to be in the Emperor's good graces, as he was certainly grateful to be there. He clapped his fellow officer on the shoulder.
If the occasion arises, Niels.
Tennant smiled weakly.
You're a good man, Wilhuff,
he said, falling back and vanishing as Tarkin hurried to catch up with Amida and the retinue turned a corner in the hallway. Tarkin